This thing with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, we've just wrapped up our third Drought Commission meeting, and today you expressed the importance of the policies being retroactive. So talk a little bit about that. I know that was a lively conversation last time.
We've certainly had lots of conversation on that issue, and I know so many producers reached out to us to say, we've already done some of this work. We were trying to, you know, get ahead and make good decisions, and is there a possibility for those funds to retroactively assist us with pond cleanout and those kind of things? And I never want to ding someone for trying to do the right thing and put their own dollars into it. And so we're appreciative of the Drought Commission and certainly Conservation Commission for where they've got the flexibility to do that, to scroll back those dollars. We selected June 11th as the date per information that was provided by Gary McManus when he was at our last meeting.
And you also recommended the additional $5 million going back to the conservation.
We did. The legislature approved $20 million, and so we had done $3 million. The Drought Commission approved another $5 today, which leaves $15 million there to be allocated. I think the important thing for us is to see how these dollars go out the door, but continue to take public input, because I think we'll learn things as time goes on, and are there other things that need to be addressed or better ways or areas where we need to direct the additional $15 million. So we're going to watch these funds move a little bit. And then get back together to address the money that's still there in the drought relief fund.
A couple of folks today spoke out about wanting it to be available for all producers of any type, but it is, correct?
It is available to all producers. Some discussion on if there need to be have a certain number of livestock or those kind of things. So I think certainly to clarify for everyone, if you're a new and beginning farmer, if you're a smaller producer, if you've got, you know, 600 head of cattle on feed, then you're eligible for these funds. So we really encourage folks certainly to go to their conservation district offices, but also want to make sure they're going to their FSA office as well too, and signing up for any of those programs from USDA.
What are you hearing that people are really doing with these funds right now? Is it mainly pond cleanout?
The majority of what we have heard is focused on pond cleanout because there is a delay in getting any of the wells drilled, which is a challenge. I think everyone's seen delays in so many things, though, right? Especially skilled labor specific to that. So the pond cleanout, which I know some folks think, okay, why are we cleaning out ponds? It's a drought. How's that assisting? Well, the best time to clean out a pond is when we're in a drought, and then we're able to capture so much more of that rainwater and increase that storage capacity for our producers into the future.
Discussion also around hay, transportation, and we're kind of tabling that for right now. Why are we tabling it?
Hay transport is certainly really important right now. We got a lot of hay moving into the state from other places. We are glad to have FSA here today to really talk to specifically what their program is addressing. Something that they brought forward was a potential conflict for producers if they were applying for funds from the federal government and then went to apply for hay transport funds from the state dollars, that they might have to turn back some of that money to the federal government. Since there is no cap on that FSA program for hay transport, we want to make sure that those producers get all the funds that they can there through the FSA program. I think there's opportunity for some gaps that we are hearing that exist in regards to what the FSA programs can do, but think it's beneficial for us to take some more time to really analyze that, have the best data available to the Emergency Drought Commission if we decide to move that direction.
And I was just visiting with Trey Lamb with the conservation, but he said it's also important that producers are telling you guys what you want to be done with the money.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, we all work for the citizens of the state of Oklahoma, and that's why we've had some great public comment at all of our meetings, which we're very appreciative of. I will tell you, our boardroom is not typically full for some of our board meetings, so we had a great turnout today. But that's what we're here to do, is hear from farmers and ranchers all across Oklahoma. You know, you can get us on the phone, you can shoot us an email, you can talk to the commodity groups that you're a member of, but that's what we want to do, is find ways to use these dollars that really, really benefit producers.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.